Question keeps coming back and back again and again. And if we're not uninformed or unaware of the meaning of our liturgy, we can go through Eucharist sort of blasé and just going through the message. And then we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing here then? This whole thing about Palm Sunday is confusing at most, at the least. On the one hand, we come in shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then a few minutes later, we're saying, crucify him. What are we doing here? Well, what we are doing is remembering, beloved. Remembering. We are reassembling those events to make up our own story. We're using our memory not as a way to look in a rearview mirror to say, oh, yes, well, that's what we've gone through. But it's a way of reaching back and pulling forward those events of what was and making it come to life right now in us. It's us, you see. The liturgy is part of an event. We're remembering the way Jewish people remember. Today, they still remember. And Jesus, being Jew, renews our vows every time we come together, saying, do this in remembrance of me. Jews remember is that they're part of the history, which they are. They're part of Exodus. They're part of Dachau. They're part of the Holocaust. They're part of the Passover. They're like the guide in Israel that was taking a tour group through, and he said, over here is the hill where Judas Maccabeus was hiding behind it with his soldiers, and the Assyrians came around, and they attacked the Assyrians and ran them out. And one of the tour groups said, you sound as though you were there. He said, I was. That's the kind of remembering that Jesus is talking about. And so as we read the gospel story to remind us that this is our story, the one that we have just read, I've been in the crowd saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Isn't this great? And then in a few days later saying, crucify him. Nothing to this. I've been Simon of Cyrene helping Jesus. I've been like the woman weeping at the suffering of Jesus. I've been the thief that mocked him. I've been the thief that said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. I'm the centurion really believing this is the Son of God. This is my story. This is your story. This is our story. The story of our response to God loving us. That's why we start Holy Week with such an ambivalent liturgy. Hosannas and crucifyims all in the same breath almost. Ambivalent and inconsistent because that's the way we live much of our life. And that's precisely into such a mix that Jesus comes, demonstrating the inconsistent love of God. The Hebrew word is hesed, steadfast love, never failing love of God. And Jesus came loving us until there was blood in his sweat, till there were nails, prints in his hands and in his feet. No life left in him. And that's what Holy Week is all about. Jesus loving us to the limit. God loving us to the limit. Not because we're good, but because God is good and we are His children. If the story had ended at Palm Sunday, it would have been wonderful, wouldn't it? The gospel writers could have stopped there, and it would be a Hollywood ending, and everything we could sing, everything's coming up roses, and it would be just so sweet. But they didn't stop writing there. And the same is true with us, beloved, as we come to this Holy Week. To really understand what Jesus is about and what He can do with you and through you and in you, we need to go beyond Palm Sunday. We must follow Jesus on that Monday after Palm Sunday when He went into the temple and saw these guys stealing and cheating and scheming and lying, and He ran them out of the temple. And we must come to grips with the imperfections of the church. We must go beyond Palm Sunday, you see, to follow Jesus on that Tuesday when He debated with those who criticized Him. We move on beyond Palm Sunday and follow Jesus on the Wednesday when Judas made his arrangements with the authorities to have Jesus arrested. We're there to see the woman pour a flask of costly perfume on His feet. We must move beyond Palm Sunday, you see, to follow Jesus into Gethsemane and to hear Him pray. We follow Him into the upper room when He says, "This is My body, this is My blood." We go beyond Palm Sunday to Good Friday when Jesus said, "If anyone would follow Me, then you must take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow Me." And then on Saturday, we wait. And Saturday evening, we come back for the Easter Vigil. Waiting, celebrating the coming of Jesus. And then comes the real day of victory. The real victory was not seen by any of the multitude on Palm Sunday, you see. The real victory was seen by those few people who came to the tomb to see Jesus. And someone was there who said, "You're looking for Jesus here? You're in the wrong place. He's not here. He's risen." And then next Sunday we say, "He's risen indeed." And so, when somebody pipes up and said, "What are you doing here?" you can tell them. Amen.
peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.